Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Today, we're talking about something that seems small and simple, but can have a massive impact on your family and your finances: updating your beneficiaries. I know, beneficiaries doesn't sound exciting. It's not like talking about the stock market or tax loopholes, but let me tell you this. I've seen many financial headaches caused by out-of-date beneficiary designations. And the sad part, they're 100% avoidable. Now stick with me, because I'm going to walk you through why updating your beneficiaries matters, when you should be reviewing them, the common mistakes people make, and how to make sure your wishes are honored and your family is protected. At the end, I'll give you a quick action plan you can do this week to get your beneficiaries updated. So what's a beneficiary? Well, it's simply the person or organization that you name to receive your assets when you pass away. This could be life insurance, retirement accounts like IRAs or 401ks, brokerage accounts, even certain bank accounts. And here's why this is so powerful. Beneficiary designations actually override your will. That's right. If your will says, everything goes to my spouse, but your old 401k from 20 years ago still lists your ex-spouse, guess what? The ex is getting your account. I've seen it happen. Beneficiaries matter because they are the direct line to your money after you're gone. They avoid probate. They speed things up. And they make sure your family doesn't get stuck in courts for months or years. But that only works if they're current. Life doesn't stand still, and that means your beneficiary shouldn't either. So let's walk through the big milestones that should trigger an update. But real quick, I'm going to ask you to take 2 seconds and hit that like button on the video. Believe it or not, it makes a huge difference, and we really appreciate it. Okay, here are the big milestones that should trigger you to review and update your beneficiaries. Marriage. Imagine you tie the knot, but you forget to update your accounts. Your spouse may not automatically get the assets intended for them. Instead, they could go to a parent, a sibling, or even an ex. Divorce. This one's huge. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen an ex-spouse still listed as a beneficiary years after a divorce. Without updating, your ex could legally inherit accounts meant for your kids or your new spouse. Children. When kids come along, you naturally want them to be included in your planning. If you don't add them, your designations may not reflect your true priorities. And the death of a loved one. If someone you named passes away, you need to reassign that beneficiary. Otherwise, your assets could end up in probate. And I want you to stop and think right now about your life. Have you had any of these changes in the last few years? If so, that's your sign you need to review. So what happens if you don't keep things updated? Well, assets go to the wrong person, like an ex-spouse, or even a distant relative you've lost touch with. Probate court gets involved, and that means delays, legal fees, and less money for your loved ones. And family disputes. I've seen siblings, second spouses, and children all battle it out because the paperwork wasn't clear. Sadly, it can permanently damage relationships. And tax consequences. Outdated designations can mess up tax planning strategies, which means more money going to the IRS instead of your family. Let me give you a quick example. Let's say instead of setting your minor daughter as a beneficiary of your very large traditional IRA, you make your brother your beneficiary and tell him, hey, I want you to use the funds to help out my daughter. Well, instead of the funds going into an inherited IRA for your daughter, your brother will need to take distributions from his inherited IRA, pay income taxes on every dime at his tax rates before sending money to your daughter, and he may have to wrangle with gift tax exemptions to do that. Updating beneficiaries is one of those small tasks that prevents huge problems down the road. Beneficiaries aren't just about who gets money. It's about protecting the people you love. If you have minor children, you don't want them inheriting directly. Instead, you can set up a trust that manages the money until they're adults. If you're the primary income earner, updating beneficiaries ensures your spouse and your kids have financial stability right away without waiting for the courts to sort things out. And if you support charities or ministries, naming them as a partial beneficiary can help you leave a lasting legacy. And I recommend always put your charities as beneficiaries of your traditional IRA, not your Roth and not your taxable brokerage account, and never put them in your will. This is where beneficiaries intersect with your broader estate plan, wills, trusts, and tax planning. They all need to work together. And before I wrap up, let me remind you that Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers can help you get a will or a trust in place. Contact us for more information. Okay, so how do you actually do this? Well, step one is make a list of every account you own that has a beneficiary option: life insurance, 401k, IRA, annuity, brokerage accounts. Second, check your current designations. If you don't remember who's listed, call the company or log into your account. Three, update where needed. Most updates are as easy as filling out an online form or a one-page document. And four, review every 1 to 2 years or immediately after one of those major life changes. This is one of those areas where spending 30 minutes now can save your family months of stress later. So here's your takeaway. Life changes, and so should your beneficiaries. If you'd like help making sure your beneficiaries align with your overall financial and estate plan, reach out to us at Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers. We'd love to walk alongside you in protecting what matters most. Well, if you found this video helpful, please hit that like button. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you see our latest content. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.